never gets shorter, does it, that sting, Peter? How are you? How are we?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, good, good, good. I haven't spoken to you for a couple of weeks. How have you been? You been all right?
Yes, excellent.
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's my car that's not so well.
Oh, no.
It's decided to die.
Oh, no. My car is giving me strong warnings of the same thing, so I sympathise.
Yes.
Never at the right time, is it?
You've been warned for rust. You know it's time to give up.
Oh God. Well, what's happening in the non-physical world, then?
At least we can
rely on there to be some good gossip in the non-physical world, can't we?
So this is the interesting life of the late James Dobson, who died over the weekend. A hugely influential American figure who did much to turn American evangelicals into the political interferers that they have become today, who made his made his reputation by a book aptly called Dare to Discipline.
And oh, I've
you
heard
can
of
quite
this.
Imagine what
yes.
he was arguing there. Yes. So he was the great advocate of family values.
Right.
A phrase that always fills me with nervousness.
Yeah, that's right. It's a weird one, isn't it, family values? More on that
yes.
another time. But he shed the mortal coil, did he?
Yes. So he's famous because he set up an organization called Focus on the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran this organization from 1977. He was previously a professor of something or other, childcare or something like that. And he was there until 2010. He's died at the age of 89, so he'd lived a long life.
Mm-hmm.
His fingers are in almost every pie that you would expect to find. And indeed, he's ahead of the catch in leading evangelical Americans to their very right-wing and conservative stance on the family.
Right.
The most intriguing aspect to this is, in the first article, I think it was, that he ever wrote, he wasn't against abortion. And in those days, in the early 70s, it was Catholics who were against abortion, not evangelicals. But something changed his mind, and this switch became hugely influential on the sorts of people who would go down and picket abortion clinics and the like.
Yeah.
So that was one big influence.
I can see here he was also strongly... felt like it was important to protect against the dangers of feminism.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because that one probably wasn't original to him. He expounded very strongly notions that women and men were different. And, of course, you can always read when you get people saying that, that there'll be some kind of subordination of women to men.
Yeah.
That'll be involved in the story, and indeed there was. What else are you reading?
Oh, well, sorry, I didn't want to get to. I was actually looking to see if there was any major scandals about him, and
alas, no. No scandals. A happily married life with two loving kids who didn't rebel against him.
Oh, that's nice. I hope you didn't have too much fun making the children. Maybe you'd not have.
Yes, well, that's right. He, of course, was very, very anti-gay, as you expect, and did a lot, again, to make this the hot issue that it became among American evangelicals and, of course, throughout the rest of the world.
Yeah.
It's interesting how one person can have a huge influence. I wonder, it's interesting. He was very famous for his radio talks.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, Matthew, whether you and I could have a huge influence.
Well, I think I suspect the thing is now he's gone. Mm. Now we can, what's our
agenda? For us.
Yes, that's right. What's our agenda? We better figure it out.
It's true.
We'll talk.
I'm afraid the trouble is our agenda is mostly laughing wryly at the behaviours of others.
You're quite right. Thank you. Yeah, under the guise of, like, you know, the holy matters, yeah.
Yes, And I think the great thing about Focus on the Family, it addressed the very practical issues of how hard should I hit my child and other such, you know, how should I keep my child from becoming pregnant and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And which, of course, for a particular audience, here are some nice answers that they want and that they're seeking.
Yeah.
And that Dobson, under the guise of some kind of semi-academic stuff, because he had been an academic and he did focus on research, and he was used by the American government to put on, I think, was it Reagan's or was it Bush's, that set up a family values research council or something like
right.
that. And of course he was a natural for that because he was such a public figure. Although he ran a mile from real research, and it is interesting that
you mean things like science and stuff like that?
Yes, indeed. He was, you know, a strong believer in Noah's Ark and in, you know, early creation and the like. The favourite values that sort of simplify matters into, well, it's interesting. I mean, I'm just actually reading something entirely different on spiritualism at the moment, and I'm struck somewhat similarly, that people are very gullible.
Right.
I think because they're looking for answers, simple answers, and one person wants to hear their grandmother talking, and another person wants to know, how should I spank my child?
Yeah.
And
we do all like to be told sometimes, but it is interesting when someone it's dangerous when someone says they know the answer.
Well, especially when that kind of answer is delivered with that authoritative tone, as somebody who knows exactly the right way to do it, and yet flies in the face of other evidence. And see, here's the difficulty: that the more academically inclined, they're not attractive to the media, really.
No.
There's no audience for a carefully, on one hand, but on the other hand, type of approach.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's sort of like people don't want to know, I suppose, in a way. Like they only want to know what they want to know, and they don't want to know anything else, I guess. This is a common factor in modern thinking.
Yes. I mean, I do think, like all such people, there was a point where he began to interfere way beyond his proper sphere, and people got very annoyed with him.
Oh, really?
For example, he started criticising the favourite Bible translation of Evangelicals, the New International Version, because it was about to allow that some passages where you say, he did this, or you should say, they did this.
Right.
And he vehemently demanded that you should use the masculine as the normal collective noun. And then found that he was promoting a version of the Bible and selling copies of it, like the current president, which had in fact done the same. And he was made to look a little bit silly.
That's hilarious. I like that sounds funny.
But the bit that worried me is, for example, he was a great advocate of what we now call conversion therapy.
Yeah, right.
To get the gay out of people.
Yeah. He sounds awful, to be honest, Peter.
Yeah. I think a very disturbing figure, hugely influential and very disturbing.
Yeah. How many tears did you weep when he passed away?
No tears, but I read with great interest the way in which the secular media in the States were tremendously aware of his influence.
Mm.
I was very struck by that. This would never happen in New Zealand, would it, where a preacher type or religious academic would be front page news.
I guess
it was in the States.
Brian Tamaki passed away, God forbid.
That might perhaps attract a little bit of attention.
Yeah, we'll start making a list Well, how interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for enlightening us. Some of those names, because I used to work in a Christian bookshop in the 90s.
You would have seen any number of his writings.
I feel like he might have passed by my way. I was far more interested in the alternative music section, but the
of course.
Just interesting. I'd like to be interesting to go back and see what kind of insane stuff is on the walls.
Talk about the Newsboys and the Fall from Grace of their
Well, I mean, that maybe we talk about that next week.
Because
I got lots to say about that people can do. I was a DC Talk fan and as a young 12-year-old or whatever it was, and you're never really that surprised when you hear about repressed people doing bad things, but
unfortunately
more on that next week maybe.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter. Good. Take care.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was the spirit. After the break, we'll have some Jess B real quick, and if we can fit it in, some Nadia Reid.
Put down that boring glass of water, because Urbanaut have just announced a brand new beer and they want to send you around the world.
Urbanaut SoCal Low Carb Hazy Pale Ale is crisp, delicious, refreshing, and available at all good beer stockists.
Visit the glorious Urbanaut Tap Room in Kingsland to try this brilliant new low carb brew.
And to find out how you enter their competition to win a trip to Anaheim in SoCal, USA, check urbanautbeer.com.
Yeah, it's a sweet store, great community.
Oi, no dribbling on the vinyl.
Got to keep the label fiends in line, but they're all right.
Hey, what's the policy? You lick it, you buy it. Yeah, see you at the counter.
Music nerds, am I right?
The Flying Nun Record Store, Karangahabi Road, opposite St. Kevin's, stocking a deliciously curated selection of interesting music, label releases, merch and more. Visit Flying Nun Record Store, 202 Karangahabi Road, or online at flyingnun.co.nz.
Wow, we get along so well. I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I know, it's crazy. I'd love to see you again.
Sorry, I just have to ask, your hoodie is so random. What is 95BFM?
Ugh. I knew this was too good to be true.
What? Wait, where are you going?
No!
Show the world exactly who you are with our range of classic 95BFM merch. From the BSA slogan t-shirt to ringer tees and hoodies, get yours now at twotonesmerch.co.nz.
Hey! New Zealand artists!
Here's some good news, straight from the horse's mouth.
We know it can be hard out there, so we just made it a whole lot cheaper for artists to advertise on 95BFM.
We've just launched new advertising packages that offer big discounts for Kiwi musicians, theatre makers, filmmakers, dancers, writers, arts orgs,
or anything similar, kind of like that or in between.
Check out all the details on 95BFM.com to see if you qualify, or email the sales team for more info.
BFM Drive. Thanks to the Beer Spot, your tappy place.
Yes, indeed. It just became a lot easier to advertise on BFM if you've got something independent going on. Do definitely check out the BFM website and go and sniff around it. It's might be easier than you think. Might be cheaper than you think, too. Here's Jess B with Power featuring Sister Nancy and Samba the Great. And I think probably, realistically, there's no time for any other tunes after that. So we'll have some news, weather and surf to write home about.
Because I came and I saw and I conquer what it is. More strength and power to them women. Just be, big up yourself. Sample the great. Sister Nancy said there's one street. Run it.
That's power in my veins, let it go. Hey, that's power in my veins, let it show. Tap into this cousin, now you know that I know. Feeling like a boss, let it move, let it grow. Hey, that's power, Hey, that's power, Hey, that's power, Hey, that's power, You ain't want us too, but we know about it. They say knowledge is power, so we moving mountains. I've been climbing for a while, now the view is stunning. Never silent, never quiet, hear the people shouting. And I walk with their drip, is the that you can't pick. Yeah, I smile at my reflection, cause I know I'm the They tap into my black skin, I stay ready for that action. Now my people tight like a contraction.
Sister Nancy and this a woman faith. But come from the lamb to the slaughter, the original black power, from them there, woman strength. Run it straight.
Hey, that's power in my veins, let it go. Hey, that's power in my veins, let it show. Tap into the stars and now you know that I know. Yeah, feeling like a boss, let it move, let it grow. Hey, that's power. Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's power. Yeah. Hours. That flow is their hours. You know I build it from the floor, see there's towers. Anyone who can, they may tempo. We let them know that I've been waiting for a minute, make another one. I've been riding for a minute, I'm a classic, you a gimmick. If you thought that I was finished, so that you get try a mimic. You should listen to the lyrics, you should know your got limits. And I think your is whack up the first word to admit it. Ego builds cracks like fractions. Bridges be burned from the action. Like, I ain't feeling it, I'm killing it. You ain't listen, I'm the end and the beginning is.
Original, and when I say original, I mean the original. Original.
I believe in the dream, what you attract to my. I believe in the dream, what you attract to my. Like, whoa, oh, yeah, we really do this shit. Like, whoa, okay, baby, breathe and let it flow. Like, whoa, tap in, cause we ain't been the same no more. All my people to the front, kick the door.
Tell you what, we're a minute early for the news, so I'm just going to ramble for a little bit, okay? I'm just going to ramble for just a little bit, okay? Thumbs up. All right, good. I'll ramble. Tomorrow night is the very last of the Infinity Sessions. I have been I've been a fan of the Infinity Sessions since its inception, but if you haven't heard about it, you've got one more chance to check it out. Basically, Neil Finn has a studio called Roundhead Studios, and in that studio, he has been putting on sort of show after show. There's 10, I think, total from the ones I've seen: Don McGlashan, Dave Dobbin with Lawrence Arabia. Last night was Troy Kingy, Brett McKenzie, and Joe Captain. And I was lucky enough to MC the Tiny Ruins and Jasmine Mary one with Ali Lieberman. It's so cool. And they are streaming them live on YouTube, on the Infinity Sessions YouTube page. And the last one is tomorrow night. Tammy Nelson was sick last week. So if you haven't watched one yet, I would thoroughly recommend it. You've got one more chance. They're just streaming, and then it's genuinely just streaming. They show, I think they put up a clip or two the next day, but if you want the full experience, the only way to watch it is to watch it live at home or wherever you are. So that's at 7:30, and they're so fun, and there's always special guests and people popping up doing crazy stuff. So Ebony Lamb and Tony and Tammy Nelson tomorrow night from 7:30. Check it out. Okay, now I've gone late. Here we go.
BFM News.
Tēnā koutou, tēnē pō. Good evening. Ko Sarah Tokuingua, ko te ono karaka. It is 6 o'clock. Orange Sky, a not-for-profit organisation that offers free laundry, showers and korero, say they are in drastic need of more volunteers to ensure that they can continue to support those experiencing hardship across the motu. The organisation was launched in the Hawke's Bay region last year and aims to not only lift the financial burden of laundry and washing, but offers a listening ear to those going through hardships. Orange Sky has so far completed over 1,300 loads of washing and over 300 hours of conversation, but they say they need support from more volunteers as the rising cost of living is increasing the demand for Orange Sky services in Aotearoa. Waikato Civil Defence has agreed that it did not adequately warn citizens about the dangers of the Auckland Memorial Day floods in 2023, which led to 19 deaths. Waikato Group Controller Julian Snowball says that the Waikato Council was not adequately informed by emergency services, resulting in the failure to send out a mobile emergency alert, which gave citizens an inaccurate sense of danger of the situation. Evidence was shown at the inquest that flood monitoring equipment was only deployed to measure river levels, despite the fact that the community had repeatedly informed the council of risks of flooding in the area. Snowball said that it was not up to the communities to respond to flood risks and said that official channels needed to do better in future, calling for appropriate measures to be put in place by councils for future flooding risks. In international news, the southern African nation of Eswatini is facing legal action by a group of NGOs and activists after accepting five people from Vietnam, Jamaica, Laos, Yemen, and Cuba who were deported by the Trump administration earlier this year. The legal challenge argues that the deportees' human rights have been violated as they have been imprisoned at the Matsafa Correctional Center, which is a maximum security prison. The Southern African Litigation Center says this litigation signals to the continent and the world that African nations cannot serve as dumping grounds for unresolved issues. This comes after a slew of controversial anti-immigration policies taken by the Trump administration since returning to office, including sending 252 Venezuelans to the infamous CECOT prison in El Salvador. France has summoned U.S. Ambassador Charles Kushner to Paris after Kushner wrote a letter to French President Emmanuel Macron alleging he has not done enough to combat anti-Semitism. The open letter criticized France's comments on Israel's genocide against Palestinians and France's intention to recognize Palestinian statehood. The French Foreign Ministry issued the statement on Sunday saying the allegations were unacceptable, saying that they have fully mobilized against the rise of anti-Semitism since 2023. The French ministry claimed that Kushner's letter violates international law and degrades the trust of the relationship between the United States and France. Rā te kawe pūrongo, that is the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Āne ngā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā, your weather report for today. It was partly cloudy and sunny periods with a few showers developing, easterly winds as well. A high of 17 degrees, an overnight low of 9 degrees. Sunset was 6 minutes before 6 this evening. Āne ngā tohu huarere mō te āpōpō, your weather forecast for tomorrow, rā to Tuesday. Mostly fine with partly cloudy and sunny periods, but chance of a shower as well. Fresh to strong easterly winds. Rā te tohu huarere, that is your weather.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95 BFM Surf Report, thanks to ProGear Photographic.
Āne ngā āhuatanga o Tangaroa mō te āpōpō. I have your surf report for tomorrow. Ki te tai rāwhiti on the east coast, we've got building northeast short period swell into the 2-foot range and further in the afternoon with fresh to strong easterly onshore winds. Taipari high tide is 12 past 9 in the morning. Taitimu low tide is 22 past 3 in the afternoon. Score 2 out of 10 for this side, onshore messy conditions. Ki te tai huauru on the west coast, we've got 2 to 2.5 feet of swell with some bigger sets of west-southwest swell and with fresh easterly offshore winds. Taipari high tide is 21 past 11 in the late morning. Taitimu low tide is just before half past 5 in the late afternoon. Score is 6 out of 10 for this side. Seek offshore wind-protected spots. That is your news, weather and surf. Thank you to Sam and Harriet for writing the news bulletin today. Ko Sera Toku Ingoa, the time is now 6:06 p.m.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to ProGear Photographic.
Cowabunga, friend. We'll be right back. Truth is ours, write what you like about me. I'm not giving it out no more. I'm totally found in your light, totally blinded. I can go higher, I can go higher. Help me. Help me know where I am now. The time and space are blurred to one. But I wanna get to know you. I wanna feel it. Get back, get right. Down.